www.ReverendRoy.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Four more segments. We're talking to the Sherman Ranch Insider. His name is Chip, or at least that's the name he'll be known by on the show. We have David Weatherly and Ryan Skinner, both investigators, and Christopher O'Brien, who does lots of stuff, right, Chris?
I've been known to do a thing or two.
We've got some more questions to plow through.
Oh, man, do we? We've answered a bunch of them, but here's one that's interesting, and I think it should go to Chip first, and then let's dovetail off to Ryan. Can anyone expand on why some people seem to get a positive vibe at the ranch, whereas many others seem to experience, if not malevolence, then pretty nasty, tricksterish behavior? Are there any theories that you guys are aware of as why this might be happening in terms of what NIDS their thinking is? Or, I mean, how does that strike you? You mentioned the hair standing up on your neck, dogs rolling over and being submissive. Did you ever get any real feelings of terror or elation, euphoria, that sort of thing, Chip?
Not really. Just like I said, like the hair would stand up on the back of my neck, the dogs would roll over. You know, there would be a few times where I just felt, like, sick to my stomach. I'd be walking, and it's not like I ate any, like, heavy set, like, a bunch of Mexican food or anything. I felt fine, and I'd be walking, and then it kind of almost felt like you had gut punched, but not that extreme, just, like, sick, like, you're going to, like, crap yourself almost, you know? But I didn't eat anything bad, so it wasn't, like, a food poisoning type thing. And then stand there for a minute and be like, whoo, and walk a little bit more, and it would go away. But it's just, I had that happen to me a few times out there, and a couple of the other guards had the same thing where they just felt sick to their stomach. And, you know, I don't know how to explain that. And it's not like I said, it's food poisoning. It's happening to multiple guards and all that. It's something going on. There's some type of energy or something different that, you know, the regular American populace does not know about, doesn't have a clue about, that I don't have a clue about. I was even there. Definitely unexplainable, but extraordinary. But I'm going to have to get off here, guys. I'm still working, so I'm at my next call here. So,
well, we really appreciate you coming on. This has been actually quite historic. You're the first person ever directly involved with that particular operation up there to come forward in the public arena and be willing to talk about their experiences. We'd love to have you on for a follow-up show at some point, Chip. We really appreciate you coming on to the Paracast.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you guys want to have me on, I'll be your huckleberry. Just give me a little bit of a heads up, and if we can try, you know, shoot for a little later, like weekend or like a Friday night, and we can talk about it or whatever. That way I'm not interrupted with work.
We are really grateful to have you on the show and to listen to your insights. As somebody who was there, thank you very much for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you for having me.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was Chip. He's a Sherman Ranch insider. He says that he worked there in security from parts of 2009 and 2010, and now he has gone off into the ether.
Yeah, and let's hope a man in black doesn't show up with a budget suites hotel ID badge.
Oh, we can't have one of those happening. Okay, we've got tons and tons and tons. Did I say tons? Tons of questions of our remaining guests, David Weatherly and Ryan Skinner. Chris, let's move.
I wanted to add to the emotional connection regarding.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Let's. I wanted actually to get feedback from both Ryan and David on that because they've both been up there.
Yeah, it really is a fascinating topic.
And this is not somebody either of you have ever known.
Pardon?
You don't know Chip at all, neither of you.
No, I probably wouldn't want to. But I did want to comment on the emotional connection to the ranch. Again, I'm as far as you can be, almost as far as you can be from the ranch. And it does have some sort of almost emotional elation being out on the property. There is an elation, an excitement, a mystery every time you're out there. Something about the region, and specifically that area.
Is this a euphoria type of feeling?
euphoria.
Yes, okay.
A manic euphoria. I mean, obsessive.
Whoa.
Almost. This is
so it's not a feeling of dread. It's the opposite.
I'm going to lead into that. There's a whole plethora of emotions that go through the experience of one out there. But just being in that land prior to the night coming on, just absolute euphoria. And I've seen other investigators experience the same sort of manic high, if you will, from being on the property. We don't know specifically what to relate that to or where it's coming from, but there is an emotional anomaly, I guess, versus every other location or hotspot that I visited. Now, that also can change dramatically, shift gears to the opposite emotional reaction of fear, panic, and sheer terror out there. I remember one incident where I was observing things at the ranch, and I was with a group of investigators. And me coming from so far away, I mean, these guys were local. They wanted to go home early. It's a financial toll for me to come out there, so I wanted to stick around a little bit later. And now I'm miles deep into the desert alone by myself, which I'm still perfectly fine, still riding that high, having a great time. And as they leave, suddenly I'm out there another half hour. I decide to pack up. Nothing's happening. There's nothing to observe. So I pack my gear, start walking back towards base camp. And as I'm walking back, a light, a ball of light pops up over one of these ridge lines. And that's exactly why I'm there. I'm there to document it. I want to experience it. I want to be a part of it. I want to find out how this relates to us in general. Is this military? Just I want the truth and the answers. And suddenly I grab for my camera like I've always done. And instead of grabbing my camera, this intense fear overcomes my whole body. And rather than filming it, I end up dropping my camera on the ground, shattering it to pieces, and running in an absolute state of panic. And I'm ripping my clothes, I'm jumping over boulders. I get the impression that I'm actually not just running for some unknown reason, I'm running for my life at this point. And this light is now floating over this ridgeline coming directly towards me. And long story short, I'm ducking and weaving and running at as fast as I can possibly go. And the light is slowly coming towards me. And it eventually winks out. I make it back to base camp. But I noticed that state of raw terror and panic, I've never experienced that in my life. And nobody will really know how they're going to react to the unknown until they've experienced it firsthand.
Oh, boy.
Which I've done in the past on the ranch. This was completely different. It was almost as if whatever it was had an emotional reaction that it created within me. And I was pretty surprised by that.
Yeah, you're lucky it didn't break a leg. Running through that environment at night with a flashlight, boy, I can tell you that is not.
I was afraid it would know where it was at had I turned the flashlight on, so I left the light off. So it was even more
dangerous. It's just like one of the horror movies, like a Paranormal Activity kind of movie. I know we can get the UFO hunters and chasing UFOs. We get the night vision goggles. And we send them over there and see if they don't get thrown out.
We'll chain James Fox to the gate.
Yes.
All night. And we'll have that lipstick cam monitoring his every facial response.
All right.
Sorry, Gene. I couldn't resist. I like James. I feel for him. Ryan, you mentioned a really interesting, very close proximity encounter that you had that really defies belief, although having done the amount of research that I've done and David has done up there, your experience doesn't surprise me. It has to do with one of the more celebrated forms that have been seen up there, and that's the giant wolf. Do you want to describe that event for us?
What you'll have to do in our next segment, because this is what we call the cliffhanger. This is where we drive up the anticipation of some great discussions coming. Our guests will also answer more of your messages. We are talking with David Weatherly and Ryan Skinner with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, neighbors, you've seen all those crazy, wacky products on TV. The perfect tortilla, easy covers, hot booties, furniture fix, petty spin, and more. Where do you find all that stuff? You go to asseenontv.com because this is the one-stop source for all of these TV goods advertised. Find all your favorites as seen on TV. Check them out asseenontv.com. And by the way, save 10%. Here's what you do. Use the code SEEN1, S-E-E-N number 1, SEEN1. Go to asseenontv.com to order. Save 10%. Purchase this summer's hottest As Seen on TV items. Save 10%. Or call 1-866-277-3366. 1-866-277-3366. The code SEEN1 to save 10%.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1660.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,701.97, $850.99 for a half ounce, or $425.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,701.97, $850.99, and $425.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, we'll hear that description, what Chris asked for. We have Chris O'Brien, Gene Steinberg, Ryan Skinner, David Weatherly, and we are waiting for the answer. Chapter 10.
Prior to this interview, I wrote down just almost a book worth of different experiences. And what's interesting is the majority of them parallel a lot of the experiences that occurred in the book. However, there is one experience which stood out from the others as being perhaps a lot closer, a close encounter that I prefer to stand back and observe and not being part of the being observed myself. On this particular day, I was supposed to head back to Wisconsin, and I missed my flight. So, interestingly enough, I decided to go back to the ranch, of course. I'm going to be there an extra night. And as we're walking up, it's about twilight at this point. I'm with another researcher, and which we've done many times. We walk up the ridge, and we look down into the ranch and wait for something to happen. However, in this particular incident, we look down into the ridge, and instead of just seeing the ranch property and perhaps the guards walking around, we see about 8 balls of light. They're floating in air both above the ranch and in the field, just hovering around. So we snap right back into the reason we're there, which is to document research and start videotaping everything we possibly can. And this is going on for a good 20 minutes. I mean, we have the most amazing video. I'm fully convinced at this point that, you know, when I share this on YouTube or wherever we put it, people aren't going to have any doubt in their mind other than maybe a computer CGI animation or something, that this is the real deal. And we finally captured whatever's going on out there in clear light, because there's still light outside. These balls of light, then, I remember they flew up to, there's like a transformer on the property. And I think 2 of the lights flew up near that transformer, and they knocked out the power to the ranch. And once that had happened, the guard came out of there. They have a little guard trailer on the property. They came out of the trailer and started looking around, trying to figure out what just had happened. Now, what surprised me the most about this was not just the balls of light and everything else, was as the guards were walking around, several of these balls of light would come directly behind the guards, as if the guards had no idea that these things were directly behind them, and that only us as the observer could witness what was happening, and that they were either clueless or working together with these balls of light, which, after speaking with Tip, it doesn't sound like that's the case. I'm just fascinated. I can't wait to, I don't want to say expose this, but I can't wait to bring it to light to everyone else to show what's going on. And suddenly, 3 of the balls of light, we're now a good half mile away observing everything. Completely hidden. Nobody could see us. Even with night vision thermal, we're too far away and well too far hidden. Suddenly, 3 of these balls of light detach from the group as they're coming our direction. And as they're slowly approaching, they'll blink on real bright, and then they'll dim down to nothing. And once they dim down to nothing, we have some pretty advanced optics where we're looking at them, we're scrutinizing each one. And as they dim down to nothing, there really is nothing there. There's no structure. There's no mechanical device behind this. And they're coming closer and closer. Again, we're pretty high on the ridge, and I'm just hoping that they're just going to pass by. They dim out again. You don't see them for a little bit. About 5 minutes passes, and suddenly directly over our heads, 3 of these basketball-like orange and yellow lights beam a light directly down on our position. And I would assume if I could throw a rock or even jump pretty high, I could have touched one of these, is how close they were to us. At that point, I knew we were no longer the observers. Again, we were being observed, and whatever it was, we're very aware of where we were and our location. I got a little nervous at that point. Part of doing the recon out there is staying at a legal distance away from the ranch property, and also not incurring any kind of problems or interacting directly with it. And suddenly, we're ducking down behind a rock at this point. Whatever it is, I'm kind of hoping it's just going to pass by. And it doesn't. It lands roughly about 10 or 15 feet right in front of us on the ground and flashes this intense green and yellow light on the rock wall right behind us, lighting up the whole wall. And I realize at this point what I've been looking for all this time is I'm no longer going to see at a distance. It's going to be, I mean, it's right there. It's coming up right now. I'm going to see it. I don't know if I'm prepared to see it, to tell you the truth. Well, whether I am or not, it's coming. So I peek up over the rock wall, and what I see is the light is gone at this point. We see this black, swirling, thick mist. Smoke is how I would describe it. But the smoke is translucent, and it has no substance. But what we saw was like a smoke with a body almost, as if like a gelatin smoke, like moving through the air, that coalesced into the shape of a wolf, which is now standing, approaches us, and stands now 5 feet away from us, staring us directly in the eye.
This is a regular wolf, not a two-legged wolf.
It is on four legs. It's not standing up. There's no communication between the wolf and ourselves. It's a very large wolf with a long, bushy tail is the one thing I remember. And it looked kind of matted and dirty. And the two of us just absolute shock. All of the stories going through my mind, everything I'm expecting to happen, I didn't know if an alien was going to approach or a military person, or I had no idea. But it was the last thing I was expecting was a wolf to be sitting right in front of me. I had no idea how to react next. Do I run? Do I attack? Do I pray to God? I didn't know what to do, so we just froze in panic.
So give us an approximate distance away from you. I mean, how far away was this shadowy
figure? The ball of light landed about 15 feet from us. The wolf approached within 5 feet. I could have reached over and touched it. Too close, way too close. And for a good 3 minutes, it stood there and simply observed us. It didn't growl or display any aggressive behavior. And it absolutely did not display any behavior of fear or anything else that you would expect out of a wild animal seen to humans, actually.
Okay, fast question here. Did you see anything unusual about it, like glowing eyes or something like that?
That's a good question. No, I did not. No, we were trying to communicate with it. I remember that specifically. There was no communication. There was no glowing eyes. Nothing. I'd like the story to be more dramatic, but there really was nothing that paranormal about the wolf itself, other than the sheer size of it and its dramatic entrance.
That kind of dovetails into a question from Ward, who's been a longtime member of the forum at the forum.theparacast.com. And he asks, the emotion of fear over and over comes up in this case. Not just fear of the unknown, but artificially generated fear in the form of what George Knapp called the blue meanies, those glowing blue lights that elicit unnatural fear in the witnesses. The phenomenon seems to thrive on an atmosphere of fear. Could this be one of the primary reasons for these events, is to harvest fear from whomever may be in the area? I mean, based on your description here, it sounds like your fear may have been somehow generating the actual manifestation of the phenomenon right in front of you. What do you think of that?
And we'll find his answer in a moment. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, David Weatherly, Ryan Skinner, and now the answer about the fear.
It's a hard question to answer because prior to, again, it's the emotional roller coaster. If it's a feeding process from whatever this is, or a military application, one of the two, there's an emotional roller coaster going on. I mean, as we're witnessing the events prior to it being right in front of our face, there's no fear. It's quite the opposite. I mean, elation, and we're both happy and high-fiving each other. And this is what we put our necks out on the line for all the time. And finally, I mean, this is definitive proof that we're looking at versus it standing directly in front of us. There is an element of dramatic fear that perhaps it is feeding off of or promoting for unknown reasons.
So you don't think that your emotional response was somehow symbiotically involved with the manifestation of the event? It seemed to be separate from what you were experiencing.
In this case with the wolf, I don't think emotions were necessarily played a role in it. However, with my earlier story regarding the light, when I was left alone and was walking back and the ball of light appeared over the ridgeline, I believe that was an artificial amount of fear that was projected into me. That's my absolute personal impression. I mean, weeks after that, every time I would see a flashing light at a work zone as I was driving by, I'd go into a state of panic almost. Yeah, I think there may have been a biological and emotional connection with that. I want to mention you guys. The video that we captured, I mean, this was dynamite stuff. This is what we hit for. That video was not only erased, it was as if it never happened. The timeline, as if it never even was recorded. And we had two separate investigators, both videotaping at that time.
You're saying erased. How were they erased?
Erased isn't the right word. It's as if the timeline, as if that time period had never existed on the camera.
Okay, so if you open in a video editor a video,
yes,
and you see a timeline, which is basically it shows 7 minutes into the video, this is what happened, 18 minutes, this is what happened, and like the 18-minute gap with Richard Nixon, you had a gap where the stuff you took was no longer in the timeline.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Which,
I hate when that happens, and boy, it happens.
That complicates things as a researcher, because it dramatically complicates things. You don't know if you need a lead line your equipment or what. How is this being manipulated? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I was up in Jerome, Arizona, doing a documentary on haunted sites, and was walking down a long hallway with no one in the hallway but me, looking at a $22,000 3D video camera with the red light on, pointed at me as I'm walking down the hallway, and behind the camera was a big mirror so I could see myself. As I approached the camera, something leaned out from the wall and looked at me. It was like a shadow person, just the upper part of a torso, you know, the shoulders and head. And, you know, it kind of, I was taken aback for an instant and then realized, oh my God, we just filmed a ghost. And I turned around and dashed back thinking that possibly it was somebody, you know, opening up the hotel room door and looking out to see who just walked by. And the nearest door was 12 feet from where the figure appeared. And wouldn't you know it, that particular 7-minute stretch of footage of just the camera pointing down the hallway was never initialized into the camera. Now we're talking a brand new $22,000 Panasonic 3D video camera.
We're not talking here, folks, about the iPhone camera. We're talking about heavy-duty professionals.
Yeah, yeah, this is, you know, we're talking...
Not only that, we got two separate cameras, which statistically and numerically makes this even more improbable.
Well, and when we flew over the Bradshaw Ranch with the History Channel for a UFO Hunters segment on the Bradshaw Ranch, all the batteries for all the cameras and audio devices failed.
I've had the same thing happen at Bradshaw myself with batteries. But never erased video, but batteries completely got drained on us.
Well, David, here's a question for you. This comes from SRL, who's a again, another longtime poster at forum.theparacast.com. And he's interested in an associate of Mr. Bigelow's allegedly purchasing property, as he relates it, above the ranch. But, David, have you heard of any other property that has been somehow, you know, bought up by somebody that is affiliated with Bigelow?
You know, I've heard rumors of that. I heard rumors some time back that Bigelow himself was trying to buy more of the adjacent land. It's just sort of the nature of that region that, you know, as Ryan pointed out earlier when he was talking about some of the myths associated with the ranch and the Uinta Basin itself. We're looking at an area like this, and we've got incredible stories and accounts, and then we also have tons of other things thrown into the mix that it's just really hard to, you know, substantiate the truth of. I haven't heard that anything has definitely been purchased in that region. I don't know whether Ryan has heard anything different, but that's my latest information.
Wouldn't you actually have to check the records in the county in that area to see exactly what may or may not have been purchased?
Yeah, I think you would have to.
So unless somebody goes there and makes the effort.
Yeah, give me a budget, Gene. I'll suss it out for you.
Well, you don't want from Robert Bigelow because we never hear from it again. We might not ever hear from you again.
Well, what do you guys think about Bigelow? I mean, we've been skirting around the Biggie issue here the whole show. David, let's start with you. I mean, why do you think Bigelow has spent incredible amounts of money to monitor this particular location? Do you have any sense of what his possible motivations might be? And do you think that there's enough going on that would legitimize his continued interest in the area?
You know, I can't tell you what drives him personally, Chris. It's obvious that he has an intense personal interest in UFOs and paranormal phenomena in general. I mean, his history with this goes back before the ranch. We know he was, he financed Stanton Friedman to investigate what was the Corona crash. And, he's had his hand in things for a lot of years now. It's a shame that somebody with those kind of resources is not willing to make this sort of an open source project so we can utilize this data. I mean, he's so incredibly secretive, like we heard from Chip. You know, these strange maneuvers of hiring a large number of people and suddenly firing them after a period of time. And, it's just all very shadowy. And, you know, now we have this new information that there was financing from the federal government. So, It's pretty compelling. You know, combine that with the work that you did recently when, well, both of you guys went up and filmed for Conspiracy Theory, and the latest I've heard on that is that they just won't run this season of Conspiracy Theory. Now, the show was in the can.
They won't run the season because
it's been put on hiatus. It was a top-rated show for the, you know, True TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything we filmed is being edited right now by a third party, and they're considering not even airing it at all, is what I've heard from Jesse and from the producers.
Okay, let me ask you a fast question here. With Robert Bigelow, does he have a PR person, or do you have to contact him directly and say, hey, why can't you give out any information? Does he have a specific official statement about this stuff?
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, this is about dollars and cents. Robert Bigelow is not obliged to reveal anything to us. He's operating as a private entity, as a private
business. No, we understand he doesn't have any obligation to do anything. As long as he follows the law, he can do what the heck he wants as long as everything he does is lawful.
I think what he's gained from this translates to dollars and cents. He has a BAS, which is the new NIDS, has now become under the entity of BAS. Is a subcategory of Bigelow Aerospace. It's a subgroup of Bigelow Aerospace, and Bigelow Aerospace is doing tourism right now. And I believe, I don't know. I really don't know. But I do know this is translating into dollars for him. And what he's gleaning from this is either, it's gotta be possibly larger than just a personal interest. Or maybe it's not.
Well, certainly it's his money. He can do whatever he wants with it. And
well, he may
we
be. Wait
well,
a minute, Gene. We're not. You know, we're talking NSA, and I mean Chip's revelations about government interest. You know, does kind of call into question Bigelow's proprietary interest there. Maybe he's just a cutout.
Maybe he's just somebody who's been hired, an independent contractor. We've got more to say. We have David Weatherly, Ryan Skinner with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to dreamhost.com/radio, dreamhost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
Radio advertising. Advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
So what's the story of Robert Bigelow? Is he just a private contractor working for the NSA and therefore doing this stuff and grabbing the information and sending it on to them? We have Ryan Skinner, David Weatherly with Gene and Chris.
That was a loaded question.
Is there any other kind?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's an interesting loaded question that was raised once Chip dropped the NSA word.
What do you guys think of that, David? Let's start with you.
Well, I'm still kind of taking that in. You mean the possibility that Bigelow is basically working for the NSA? I mean, there have been rumors about this for a long time. And, you know, I'm just not sure where it goes at this point. I for some reason, there's a lot of government interest in Utah. I mean, my God, we've got, you know, Dugway Proving Ground, which is almost directly west of the Uinta Basin. You know, we've got this huge CIA center that's being built in Utah, and for a long time there have been rumors floating around that the military was somehow involved with things around the ranch. And, you know, there's just an awful lot of pieces of this puzzle to put together.
I think that's an understatement. I have heard some rumors of a location about 30 miles southwest of the ranch that is even more incredible in terms of the types of phenomenal events that are being recorded there. Have any of you heard about Dark Canyon? Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I just recently took a trip to Dark Canyon. I took a group of researchers with me, and we went to the Dark Canyon in the southwest, which, according to the book, is the lair of the Skinwalker. I believe Junior Hicks mentioned this after being told by the local native, Ute native, that that was the lair of the Skinwalker. So that, of course, piqued my interest.
So you've been replaced by a Skinwalker, and you're here to disinform us, or did anything happen? I mean, what's up with that?
There's a problem with that. Dark Canyon, there's three separate Dark Canyons that reside around Skinwalker. There's one to the northwest, one to the northeast, and one directly to the, I think it's the southeast is the one you're referring to, and that's the one that we decided to focus on. On our expedition, we went to that Dark Canyon. We hiked to the very edge of and top of that canyon, videotaped the whole thing. And at the very top, we found a very strange, what appeared to be a petroglyph in the shape of an oval. I have a video on my website, pictures of it. Not only was it just an oval, strange petroglyph on top of this canyon that there's no evidence that anybody had hiked anywhere near this remote canyon in many, many years, if ever. The rock wall was pressed outwards in an oval shape around this inner oval petroglyph in the center. Very, very strange. I have no idea what it was, but we managed to videotape it. No caves were found, and I'm to this point not even sure if that was the correct Dark Canyon. One of the three is checked off my list.
Now, I should just mention here, I tried to look at a list of the world's billionaires. I didn't see Robert Bigelow among them.
He's been spending a lot of money building those space hotel modules.
Well, again, of course, if the corporation he has is financed to the tune of more than $1 billion, it doesn't reflect on his personal worth. That may be part of it.
Yeah, well, to be a millionaire is one thing in this country. To be a billionaire now is something else. Today's billionaire was, 20 years ago, yesterday's millionaire, so I'm not surprised. But he does have deep pockets. He has hired some of the top people in the scientific community that are interested in these subjects. I mean, you can start, throwing names out like Jacques Vallée and Kit Green, Eric Davis, John Alexander, and people that I've worked with actually within the organization, their veterinary pathologist, George Onet, who did some very good papers that were published, much to NID's credit, Colm Kelleher, of course. But we're talking about a ranch that has been there for 16 years under his control. And I'm wondering, do you guys think that this scenario is going to continue on? Do you think we're going to be seeing reports filtering out of the region, not only on the ranch, but in the northern Uinta Basin area? What do you guys think?
I definitely think we'll continue to see reports. I mean, it continues on a regular basis anyway. And I think we're going to see the status quo stay the same with the ranch for the time being. I don't think Bigelow has any interest at all in, allowing access or releasing more information from there. So I think we're going to have to rely on just collecting data from the region and, people like Ryan who visit the direct area on a regular basis.
What about you, Ryan?
Just 5 months ago, there was not a national story, but a statewide story in Fort Duchesne, where the ranch is located, regarding there was a snowstorm, and above the snowstorm, they saw what appeared to be a giant mothership with lights beaming down on it. And the ship apparently knocked out power to the whole region, and this was witnessed by multiple people. So, again, prior to what's going on out there is not diminishing by any means. It's becoming more in the public eye. And just recently, I took a trip out there after visiting Star Canyon. And roughly about 150 feet in front of me in the air, we had a giant blue light appear right at our location that illuminated us. And that had happened, I was just out there roughly about a month and a half ago. So I don't know if things are intensifying, but stories of a mothership and my own personal experience to me leads that we're going to have even more stories in the future that are going to be more fantastic and open up our imaginations and enlighten us more to what's really going on in the basin and other hotspots.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that was eloquently stated.
We really should contact, this fellow Carlos Slim, who's worth $69 billion, and see if he wants to kick in, half a billion for paranormal research.
Sign me up, Gene.
Or even Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett's a generous guy. Bill Gates. Why aren't these guys committing some of their fortune?
The thing is, people are underestimating Bigelow as being some sort of a foolish paranormal kook or whatever, and I don't think so whatsoever. I think
we're not saying that. We're saying he's probably a pretty smart guy who, for reasons best known to himself, doesn't tell you what he's researching and what information he has, maybe because of the NSA connection. Who knows?
Absolutely.
Let me ask you guys, David Weatherly, tell our listeners where they can check out more of the stuff that you research.
Best way to find me is my blog, which is twocrowsparanormal.blogspot.com. And that's two crows, like the birds, spell out the two, T-W-O. There's information posted on there regularly. That's a badge for my Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook. I've got a Twitter feed. And that's really the best resource to find me right now.
Ryan Skinner, is there a place we can find more of your stuff?
Well, hopefully you'll find me down at the ranch pretty soon. I hope to go down there, do some more research. But right now, the best way to reach me is through the website, skinwalkerranch.com and .org. Also, hopefully on the exciting show that Christopher and myself had filmed together, if that ever comes to light, I'm pretty excited to see that as well.
I'm giving that a 50-50 at this point.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
So this whole thing's going to be on the cutting room floor, Chris?
No, the episode is cut and in the can. It's a matter of how much influence Bigelow can possibly, you know, put forward to keep it, you know, unbroadcast. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it. I mean, the guy has some influence. The season has been done, the segment's been done, and the shows aren't coming out. So, you know, careful, Jesse. Careful of the subjects you tackle. FEMA camps and those sorts of things might get you in trouble.
Chris O'Brien, where do we find more of your stuff?
Here at the Paracast, forum.theparacast.com, and it is a strange planet. It's ourstrangeplanet.com.
And this episode has been not strange, but highly informative. We had the Skinwalker Ranch whistleblower or inside source Chip. We've had David Weatherly and Ryan Skinner. Guys, thanks for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thanks a lot, guys.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.